It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Elon, brother, it was only a few months ago that you were saying Donald Trump is in the Epstein files, time to drop the really big bomb. Now you're sitting there on Joe Rogan's podcast, shamelessly glazing Donald Trump as if none of that ever happened, as if you guys didn't have a falling out, and as if you didn't accuse him of legitimately being a pedophile. I mean, that is clearly the implication here when you look at this clip. I mean, let's listen to Elon Musk talking about Donald Trump, and then somebody inserted Elon's old tweet on the right. This was not from the original episode, but just a side-by-side is important here, in my opinion.
Some people still think, you know, Trump is like the devil, basically. And I mean, I think Trump actually, he's not perfect, but he's not evil. Trump is not evil. I mean, I spent a lot of time with him, and he's a product of his time, but he's not evil.
I mean, the context of this full clip makes it even worse. I want to play it, but how are you going to say that he's not evil after saying that he's in the Epstein files? The implication there is clear. And when Elon stutters and says, you know, he's a product of his time, I think if you read between the lines there, he's saying that Donald Trump is like an 80s guy who doesn't understand power dynamics or power imbalances. This is something you commonly see with the way that he talks about women, for example. He can grab them because they let him do it. Or when he went on Howard Stern and said he walks into the dressing rooms of the beauty pageants that he owns, it's because the power dynamics there don't register to a sick man like him. He doesn't understand the power dynamics at play. Or if he does, he's abusing them and doesn't care. So that's what Elon Musk is running defense for. Donald Trump has repeatedly, throughout his entire career, used his power to hurt the most vulnerable or to abuse the most vulnerable. So is that what you mean by he's a product of his time? But when we look at the entire context here, sorry, I'm going off because this glaze, this humiliation ritual from Elon Musk trying to grovel back to the Trump admin on his hands and knees after kind of being cut out, after kind of being cooked. I mean, just so you know, they're rerouting contracts that were supposed to go to SpaceX now to Blue Origin, which is Jeff Bezos's company. They're rerouting funds from Elon Musk to Jeff Bezos. Let's take a look at this full clip because the context makes it worse. Elon Musk complains that, you know, the Biden admin wasn't exactly my friend, especially after I got Trump elected. Yeah, bro, of course they're not going to be your friend after you donated more to one candidate than anybody in global history has ever donated to one candidate or one party. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, the Biden administration was not exactly my best friend.
Especially
after I, helped Trump get elected. Get elected, which, I mean, some people still think, you know, Trump is like the devil, basically. And I mean, I think Trump actually, he's not perfect, but
he's not perfect. He just might be in the Epstein files. So once you hear the full context, he's like, you know, the Biden admin really didn't like me. I mean, it could have been due to some controversial things you said a few years back. Whatever. Maybe some Democrats pushed Elon Musk too far out in like 2021, 2022 by not inviting him to the EV summit. You can make that argument. That's a different video. But the idea that Biden was wrong for disliking Elon because Elon directly got Trump elected is insane. Then he pivots to say, some people think Trump is the devil. My problem with Elon Musk helping Donald Trump is not because Trump is the devil or because Trump is evil. What a kindergarten way of looking at it. My problem is that the richest man on the planet is using his massive wealth to buy influence on the most transactional man on the planet, Donald Trump, like perhaps one of the most transactional leaders we've ever seen, the way he deals with these Middle Eastern countries in a pre-constitutional monarch king type way. He's a king who's getting gifts, receiving gifts, giving gifts to other countries. And Elon Musk identified that, used that to insidiously get power and then wield that power in awful ways. That's my problem. It's not because I think Trump is the devil and Democrats are God and I'm just a kindergartner who doesn't understand what's going on here. Come on, Elon Musk. But this is where the lies get a bit crazier. I mean, they can't get much crazier here. But Elon Musk tries to claim in this next video, he blows Joe Rogan's mind in this next video by saying that Democrats want to attract illegal immigrants to get voters, and that the only reason the government shutdown is happening is because Democrats want to give benefits to illegal immigrants. All of this is a lie. We can debunk this a lot more thoroughly after, but first of all, illegal immigrants cannot vote in elections. There is no evidence they are voting in elections en masse. Anytime they do, it gets flagged immediately, and it's reported like nationwide. It is a highly, highly reported thing whenever it does happen on the off chance. So we would know if this was happening nationwide. Also, illegal immigrants don't have access to most of these benefits, like SNAP programs, like these things that are being cut that Elon Musk claims, and immigrants of all sorts pay into the system, so they increase revenue. We'll get to this after, but let's listen to what Elon has to say here.
And really quickly, have you ever asked yourself, who's reading my email? Because with the current government's overreach, the NSA and FBI can legally monitor your messages and even buy your private data. It's true, look it up. That's why I use Proton Mail to send and receive messages. They have end-to-end encryption, meaning nobody can read your emails but you, and they're based in Switzerland, outside of US jurisdiction, meaning they're protected by actual privacy laws, like legitimate privacy laws, and it makes surveillance like Section 702, which allows the government to access any of your data without your knowledge, and makes that all completely powerless and just useless. You now have your own privacy. If you're coming from Gmail, they have a tool that makes switching over basically just one or two clicks. It's the easiest way to protect yourself. So go to proton.me/Adam, click the top link in the description, and sign up for a free account right now. Again, go to proton.me/Adam for a free account. Thank you.
You have this, the standoff is because if the hundreds of billions of dollars to create a financial incentive to like to have this giant magnet to attract illegals from every part of Earth to these states, if that is turned off, the illegals will leave because they're no longer being paid to come to the United States and stay here.
Wow.
And then they will lose a lot of voters. The Democratic Party will lose a lot of voters.
And they would have a very difficult job if this is kicked out of reintroducing it into a new bill.
Yes.
Especially once things start normalizing.
Yes. So, like, in a nutshell, the Democratic Party wants to destroy democracy by importing voters. And the Republican Party disagrees with
and
that.
And the ruse is that if you don't accept what they're doing, then you're a threat to democracy.
Yes.
As they try to destroy democracy.
Yes.
By importing voters.
That is literally what they're doing.
And incentivizing people to only vote for them and overwhelming the system.
Yes. And by the way, it's a strategy that, if allowed to work, would work. And in fact, has worked. California is supermajority Democrat.
Yeah.
I hate how Joe Rogan throughout this entire thing is like, wow, whoa. Like, his mind is actually blown by the fact that Elon Musk is just lying to him. Let's run through this. First of all, it is federal criminal law that only citizens can vote in federal elections. Any exception to this is immediately flagged, caught, and as I said, turned into a national story. The reason why I'm pointing that out is because if this were happening at the rate that Elon Musk claims it were happening, we would have more evidence than just Elon Musk claiming that it's happening on Joe Rogan's podcast. You get what I'm saying here? Secondly, the risks are enormous for immigrants, illegal immigrants who can't vote, to try to vote. I mean, you can risk prison time or your entire family being completely cooked. It's not something that is happening en masse. The idea that hundreds of billions of dollars in benefits are going to illegal immigrants is just not true. I mean, it's partially true, but not in the way that Elon Musk claims. Children can attend public school. Some resources are allocated to that, but what, are we just not going to allow children to attend school? Emergency resources are available, but that's 0.4% of the budget of Medicaid. So when someone tells you we're giving hundreds of billions to undocumented immigrants, it's a lie. We spend some money on emergency Medicare, but are we supposed to like let people bleed out on the streets? I'm not cool with that. There's also zero proof. Zero Democrat who has ever called for the importing of illegal immigrants to vote. This entire thing is contradictory. No Democrat has ever said that. Have people abused asylum laws? Sure, but no Democrat is trying to import people. If they were trying to import illegal immigrants can't even vote or receive these things. There is no statute allowing this. In fact, it is highly illegal. That's why it's frustrating that they go on there and they just lie. They just lie about this. I mean, okay, let's rage bait ourselves even more. Let's watch this clip of Joe Rogan saying that Hillary Clinton claimed there was a stolen election. Then I'll debunk it. If you're wondering why I think it's so important to watch these Joe Rogan clips, it's because they've gotten millions and millions of views. Like this one, for example, let's see, this one got 1.4 million views. We're in an information clipping warfare, y'all, and we don't just win the warfare by allowing these clips to rake up views without us giving the actual truth, the legit truth. That's not how you win it. So let's listen to this.
No one who should be in a position of leadership wants that. And most of these people that could be effective in a position of leadership because they've led things before, whether it's businesses or what have you, they just don't want to have anything to do with it. It's just a horrible attack on your character. Mm-hmm. They don't play fair. They lie. They'll get people to say things that aren't true. They'll concoct stories. They'll put things out there with the aid of the intelligence community, like the Russia collusion agenda, mm-hmm. like that thing. And then they get all the media that's on the left on board, and then they just repeat this mantra over and over, Russia collusion, Russia mm-hmm. collusion, you know. Yeah. And then they'll pretend that they didn't say that he never won the election.
Right.
They'll pretend. They pretend that they didn't question the election. They'll pretend that Hillary Clinton didn't do multiple speeches where she said that the election was stolen. Yeah. He's not a legitimate president. Mm-hmm. Russia stole the election with no evidence.
Yeah.
But when he questions the election, it's a threat to democracy.
Right.
It's just so convenient. And we live in this bizarre news cycle where there's information is coming at you so fast, you kind of forget about what the thing you were mad about 2 days ago that could affect the rest of the country for decades.
Right.
And you're just on to the next.
This claim is the one that pisses me off the most. Okay, let's just start with the downplaying of what Trump did. Trump did not, quote unquote, question the election. That is not what happened. Before the election even happened, Trump claimed it was going to be rigged. On election night, he stood on stage and declared victory when the votes weren't counted. This is just insanely illegal. And also, you're trying to illegitimize the election because he knew he was going to lose. He then tried to illegitimize mail-in ballots in the months leading up to the election because he knew that mail-in ballots would take a few days to count. This was all a scheme to illegitimize the election, right? And then, over the next few months, every key date that happened, Trump had some stunt or scheme that he tried to pull to override it. So on December 14th, when certain electors met, Trump tried to pull some stunt. As January 6th was coming up, Trump tried to call election officials like Raffensperger. It didn't work. On January 6th, we know what happened very clearly. It culminated into that. He continued to melt down and to this day is trying to rewrite history. Hillary Clinton said one time on stage, Trump is an illegitimate president, and then said something about Russia trying to influence social media. She legitimately was talking about Russia running social media campaigns and influencing the election. She wasn't trying to coup the effing government. I'm so sick of these false equivalencies being broadcasted to millions. Tens of millions of people will likely see this clip when all is said and done on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify. Everywhere. It's everywhere. And we need to continue to push back. If you appreciate what we do on the Adam Ockler channel in pushing back, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We are heading towards 2 million subscribers. That's how we can beat MAGA Media, is by growing faster than them, spreading the truth faster than they can. So I love you all, and peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.